Every time we hear the Christmas story, we hear about a family on the move. A family of people who've left their home to go somewhere else, not of their own choice. Joseph and Mary going to Bethlehem from Nazareth, Joseph and Mary and the Holy Child going to exile in Egypt. And in a world where we have probably more displaced persons and refugees and homeless people than ever before in human history, it's impossible not to make the connection. Christmas is a time when we have to think about those who have no land or no home. Locally, it's a time to become more aware of those who are on the streets or very much at risk, and to ask what we can do to bring them security and shelter. Internationally, it's a time to think about all those who are most at risk, especially the very young and the very old, because of situations of war and conflict that have driven them from their homes. And so it's a time internationally, too, to keep up the pressure on our governments and on ourselves and our neighbours, to be welcoming and supportive to those who, through no fault of their own, are driven from home and security. At Christmas, too, we think about a God who abandons security, who begins a very vulnerable, a very risky life as a human being on earth, so that love may come through to us more fully. And the New Testament talks about how we're called to go with Jesus into risky areas outside our comfort zones. Go with him outside the city walls, outside the gates, says one of the documents of the New Testament. So those of us who are Christians may very well feel it's a time to ask, are the things that are making us a bit too comfortable, a bit too reluctant to go beyond the comfort zone, to go with Jesus into areas of risk? Because if we do, we know we have his company, his spirit, his power and his love to share and to support us. I hope that in the year to come, we can hold ourselves accountable to this vision, that we're asked by God to give support and welcome to those who have no home, who have no security of their own, and also to God's calling to us to take some risks for the sake of love. By God's grace, we're capable of it, and God's promised to support us in doing it. So let's lift our eyes and see what risks God is asking us to take, and what generous welcome we can actually give. A very happy and blessed Christmas to all listeners to Vatican Radio.